Because the ulama-i kiram have said, if a person is not physically clean, he will not enjoy ibadat. Because the outside has an effect inside, and the inside has an effect on the outside. So if a person is not clean outside, it will have an effect upon his soul. And we see this every day in our life. On Friday, the Prophet of Allah has said, it is the most important day in the week. So you have a bath, and according to some scholars, to have a bath on Friday is wajib. You have a bath and you come to the mosque and you wear clean clothes. Because the prayer that you are going to pray is the most noblest prayer in the week. So if a person wears new clothes or the best clothes that he has, presentable clothes, and he has a shower and he comes to the mosque, he feels fresh. He feels very, very light. And when he prays, it is easy for him to focus and to dedicate his energies towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. But if that same person comes on a Friday without having a bath, without wearing the best clothes, he cannot elevate himself to that same state that he elevated himself in the previous week. That's why the Prophet of Allah says, At-taharatu nisful iman, cleanliness is half the faith. Inshallah, at the end of the talk, I want to read out one letter that a neighbor gave to us, and it is very, very sad that we may have lost that person forever. Because of our action, that person may never enter the fold of Islam. Why? Because we did not give due importance to the saying of the Prophet and to the life of the Prophet, that the Prophet of Allah is saying, you be clean, keep your mosque clean, keep the environment clean. The second thing that the Prophet has mentioned, An-Nisa, that I love the female. When a person listens to this aspect of the Prophet, and there is crookedness in his heart, in his soul, in his mind, and the lust of females controls his life, he thinks the Prophet to be a womanizer. But we have to understand, the Prophet has said this at a time when ladies were not respected and ladies were oppressed. And we believe as Muslims that the compassion the Prophet had for humanity cannot be compared to any other creation. So when the Prophet observed the situation of the females of that time, he was so saddened, he was so hurt, that in that time he made this announcement that I love the females. Take care of them. If she is your mother, uski khidmat karo. If she is your mother, you take care of her. You serve her. You respect her emotions. You respect what she likes and what she dislikes. This is the love towards the mother. The love towards the daughter. The Prophet says, do not give preference to your son upon your daughter. Do not give preference to your son upon your daughter. Treat them as you have treated your own sons, with compassion, with rahm. And then if she is your sister, don't forget about the sacrifice your sister has made for you. You show her that you are a loyal, you are a sincere brother, and you are ready to take care of her, and you are ready to support her wherever she needs your support. And if she is your wife, she should never ever be thirsty of love. She should never ever be thirsty of love. That you should quench her thirst of love through your conduct, through your behavior, and through the way you treat her. That's why one philosopher says that if a man could look at his wife once with the love as he looks at other ladies, that marriage will be successful. When he looks at other ladies with a soft spot, that is haram. If he looked at his wife once in a day like that, the marriages will work out. And if the ladies could talk to their husbands as they talk to na-mahrams, to those people that they are not allowed to speak in that tone, if they speak once like that with softness, with the sweetness, with their husband, that marriage will never break. But all the hardness and all the negativity is confined between those people. The Prophet of Allah says, when the women speak to other people, they should speak in a blunt manner. So it doesn't give any negative signals. But when you speak to your husband, the voice should be sweet. The tone should be soft. It should be soothing to the soul of your husband. So the Prophet of Allah is saying, the wife should never be thirsty of love. And the husband should be loyal to the wife, and the wife should be loyal to the husband. The Prophet of Allah says, after iman, the most important possession that you have is a pious, a righteous wife. And what is a righteous and a pious wife? Al-imra'atu saliha tu'inu zawjaha ala diniha. A pious wife is that wife that assists the husband in the matters of deen, where she is pushing the husband to progress, and the husband is pushing her to progress, and she does not resist, but she accepts. That lady is the best thing that you have after iman, the Prophet of Allah is saying. And we have to understand the Prophet of Allah, whatever he did in life, it was approved, accepted by Allah Rabbul Izzat. The many wives that the Prophet wed were those that were widows, with the exception of Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. And there was great hikmah and wisdom behind these marriages. Sometimes it was to soften the heart of the tribe of the Ummahatul Mu'mineen. Sometimes it was to show the akhlaq and the beauty, the softness that blossoms from the teachings of Islam. Sometimes it was to free the female from the oppression that they were experiencing for a lengthy time. Because the Prophet of Allah remained with Hazrat Khatijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha from the age of 25 to the age of 53.